President Bush today welcomes Russia's President Vladimir Putin to his ranch in Texas for day two of their summit. Unity was the theme of their first day of talks yesterday in Washington. The two leaders focused on how Russia and the U.S. have grown closer since the September 11th attacks, and they announced plans to cut their nuclear arsenals by two-thirds. NPR's Martha Wexler reports differences remain over U.S. plans for missile defense.
Last night, when President Putin addressed a gathering of dignitaries at the Russian embassy, he spelled out how the events of September 11th had changed the world. He spoke through an interpreter.
Terrorists hoped to intimidate us, to take advantage of our differences between the countries, and eventually split the world community. But what they achieved was our consolidation and solidarity.
A solidarity, Putin said, unheard of in recent history. The Russian president has gone a long way in supporting the U.S. war against terrorists. Russia is supplying the United States with intelligence and arming Northern Alliance troops in Afghanistan. President Putin has also acquiesced in the deployment of U.S. forces to former Soviet Central Asia, a move he explained yesterday at a joint news conference at the White House.
We are looking through the prism of partnership and alliance. We have nothing to be afraid of. This is one thing. Secondly, one shouldn't forget that both Uzbekistan and Tajikistan are independent states and decide their foreign policies independently.
In his embassy remarks, Putin made clear he expects Russia to be rewarded for such cooperation with new international stature. He urged creation of what he called a fully fledged union of the world's leading powers, a union that would be anchored in the United Nations. President Putin stressed that he sees the battle against terror as a turning point.
It is of principal importance to ensure that our country's interaction in the fight against terrorism does not remain just an episode in the history of the Russian-American relations, but would mark the beginning of a long-term partnership and cooperation.
At their news conference, President Bush said he does want to expand cooperation with the Russians beyond the war against terrorism. He noted that the two sides had discussed the development of new relations between Russia and NATO, including joint decision-making and coordinated action. And he praised Russia's reforms.
Russia has set out to strengthen free market institutions and the rule of law. On this basis, our economic relationship is developing quickly, and we will look for further ways to expand it.
President Bush said oil exploration and pipeline projects were gaining momentum, and he noted collaboration in aerospace, mining, and other industries. Mr. Bush had an announcement as well on arms control, the issue that was always the centerpiece of Cold War-era summits. He said the U.S. would reduce its nuclear arsenal to somewhere between 1,700 and 2,200 warheads, down from the current level of 6,000 to 7,000 nuclear weapons. President Putin last night also proposed radical cuts in strategic offensive arms. But differences remain over the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty. That agreement bans the kind of missile shield the Bush administration says it must develop to counter threats from so-called rogue states. President Bush and his aides have branded it a relic of the Cold War, and yesterday he repeated this view.
My position is that it's a piece of paper that's codified a relationship that no longer exists. It codified a hateful relationship, and now we have got a friendly relationship. And I think we need to have a new strategic framework that reflects the new relationship based upon trust and cooperation.
But in his remarks at the Russian embassy, President Putin seemed to reaffirm Russia's attachment to the ABM treaty.
Indeed, today the world is far from having international relations be based on solely on trust, unfortunately. That is why it's so important today to rely on the existing foundation of treaties and agreements in the arms control and disarmament area.
The two leaders will have more time to discuss missile defense today at President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. The summit ends on Thursday. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Washington.